Every time I saw him, I got a little shaky. He walked to my desk without saying hello, his eyes glued to my face like a predator searching for prey. When he looked at me like that, he didn't just make me feel desirable, but he owned me down to the bone. What a nice surprise! I'd been seeing him for weeks, but he still made me nervous in that butterflies in the stomach kind of way. Stubble was thick on his cheek because he didn't shave that morning, and I kept picturing how it would feel against my thighs. I'd already felt that sensation a few times, and it never got old.
I like to keep my lady on her toes.
He leaned over the desk and kissed me, his stubble feeling good against my mouth. It was more than just a hello kiss. He let it linger longer than necessary because our lips felt so right together. My lady. I liked being his lady. You're turning me into a ballerina. He pulled his lips away, but his face still hovered near mine. He looked at me with those beautiful, icy eyes and somehow made me melt.
I'm taking you out to lunch.
He glanced at my half-eaten yogurt.
For some real food.
Now that I'd started the yogurt, I had to finish. No way in hell was I throwing it away. Sure, just let me put this away. I slipped it into a Ziploc bag, then placed it in the fridge in the break room. When I returned, Calloway didn't tease me about it like other people would. He respected my beliefs and didn't try to change them. One of the things I liked most about him. He wrapped his arm around my waist as we walked down the street. His large hand fit comfortably around my frame. His fingers were warm as they gripped me tightly, and he kept me tucked into his side like I might fly away if I ventured off too far.
Anything particular come to mind?
No, I'll eat anything.
How about pizza?
I nodded. I could go for some pizza. We went to a small pizzeria and ordered. I got a single slice because I couldn't eat anything more than that. Just having someone buy me lunch made me feel guilty. Calloway never let me pay for anything when we went out together, and while it was sweet, sometimes I didn't know how to handle his generosity. I'd never forget the night I slept on the sidewalk, and some nice man gave me $100 for food. I burst into tears when I realized there were so many good people despite the evil ones. Calloway was one of those people. Giving and selfless. That was probably why I was so smitten over him, nearly head over heels. Calloway ate across from me, eating two slices and a salad. He didn't comment on my lunch or even look at my plate. Thank you for lunch. His expression softened for an instant, but he tried to cover it up.
No problem, sweetheart.
I hope you let me pay sometime. He released a sarcastic laugh.
Don't count on it.
Well, one of these days, it's gonna happen. Be prepared.
Call me old-fashioned, but my lady doesn't pay for things.
Call me progressive, but women are equal members of society. He eyed me, the corner of his mouth still lifted in a grin.
I hope this isn't going to turn into a debate about feminism.
Me neither.
Because I do believe in feminism. But you bet your ass I'm gonna open every door for you and pay for all your things.
It was a direct contradiction to everything I believed in, but his words somehow made me feel warm. I didn't let anyone take care of me because I'd never been taken care of before. All I knew was how to survive and rely on myself to get what I needed. But that didn't mean the fantasy wasn't still alive deep in my heart. Calloway was man enough to be what I had been missing my entire life. I knew it deep in my gut, and that was why I was still seeing him. Most guys didn't get a date in the first place. I'll make a deal with you.
I'm listening.
I'll let you do all of those things if you let me do something.
Such as?
He raised an eyebrow, unsure what to expect. If you let me take you out to dinner one time. He shook his head.
I don't want to be taken out anywhere.
Come on, Calloway, I think that's fair.
No.
I didn't realize you were so stubborn. I knew I was getting a rise out of him by pushing him, but he would only bend so far before he finally broke.
I'm not stubborn.
Then let me take you out one time. He mumbled under his breath.
I can't believe I'm having this conversation.
Think about it. You do this for me, we never have to do the check dance ever again.
It sounds like a good deal to me.
His eyes narrowed in interest. I knew he was taking the bait.
All right, I'll do it, if you never try to pay for anything ever again.
Deal. I extended my hand to shake his. He snatched my wrist quicker than a viper and then turned it outward, exposing my wrist to the ceiling. He pressed a wet kiss to the soft skin, his tongue moving along the sensitive nerves of the area. His eyes were glued to mine the entire time. My mouth went dry. He returned my hand to the table because I had lost all feeling. I couldn't even move.
Deal.
We sat across from each other at his dinner table and finished the pasta he made. He was a pretty good cook, better than most guys I knew. Christian considered a bag of Doritos a good dinner, and he hardly had food at his apartment. He claimed it stopped the women from sticking around, but I knew he was just lazy.
Where did you learn to cook?
He finished his plate entirely, only leaving a few streaks of sauce behind.
My mom taught me a few things, but mostly YouTube.
He gave me that charming smile across the table, his eyes intense and playful at the same time. He didn't talk about his personal life much, and I really didn't know much about him.
When did she pass away?
About 7 years ago.
His voice suddenly grew melancholy, like the subject was bringing him down. I decided to change it.
Last week, when we were fooling around,
his eyes picked up in interest when he stared at me. The blue color of his eyes was more vibrant than the deepest sea. He hung on to my every word without giving his thoughts away, his mind still wrapped in mystery.
I'm kind of embarrassed to talk about it.
I broke eye contact because I spotted the heat on his face. He knew exactly what I was referring to. It was obvious by the look in his eyes.
But I pretty much begged you to sleep with me, and you didn't.
You have a lot more strength than I do. As soon as things got hot and heavy, I didn't care about my principles anymore. I just wanted this gorgeous man to fuck me into his mattress and give me the most profound high.
It wasn't easy.
I'm surprised you didn't do it.
He leaned back into the wooden chair, his wide shoulders looking menacing.
I made a promise to you, and I always keep my word. I want you to trust me, and I know I need to earn it. Hopefully, you're beginning to.
I was beyond beginning to.
I think you're a great guy, Calloway.
Honestly, I'm not sure what you see in me. You can have the most beautiful woman in the city at the snap of a finger.
His gaze darkened.
I already do.
Instantly, my heart tightened in my chest and the butterflies soared all over again.
That's sweet.
I mean it.
It wasn't a cheesy line, and I knew he didn't mean it that way. He was a natural with words, saying the most beautiful things and making them absolutely sexy. Having a rugged and compassionate man like him chase me was a dream come true. I still didn't understand what I did to deserve it.
Want any dessert?
My hand moved across my belly under the table.
No, thanks. I'm pretty full.
His eyes narrowed.
Not that kind of dessert.
I went down on him, taking his big cock deep into my throat. It was so thick and long it made tears pour out of my eyes. Even though my jaw nearly snapped trying to accommodate him, I loved every second of it. He threw me back on his sheets, then separated my thighs.
His mouth trailed up my body to the valley between my breasts. He cherished the area with delicate kisses before he sucked each of my nipples into his mouth. Sometimes he did it so hard I winced, but inexplicably, the pain felt incredible. His mouth moved to my neck, slowly making its way up to my earlobe. He nibbled on the soft flesh before his tongue darted into my canal. His heavy breathing fell on my ear before he spoke.
"I can't wait to fuck you, sweetheart."
My hands groped his biceps, feeling the power and strength underneath his skin. He was the definition of the ideal man, tall, rugged, muscular, and authoritative. I'd been searching for a man like this my entire life and assumed he didn't exist. He held his face above mine and kissed me hard on the mouth. Our tongues danced together in desperation, wanting more of each other because we simply couldn't get enough. He went down on me and did a remarkable job making me come. I did the same to him, but we both needed more. "I can't wait for you to be inside me either." It would be a tight fit, but I was sure he would make me wet enough that it wouldn't be a problem. His eyes darkened in their typical way, clearly pleased by what I just confessed.
"Are you on the pill?"
"No."
"Then you need to start. I'm not wearing a condom."
He bossed me around like I was his employee, but when we were fooling around, I didn't mind it. In fact, I liked it. Sometimes he grabbed me harshly, pinning my wrists above my head or yanking me into his side when another man came too close. They were all things I would normally despise, but with him, he could do no wrong. "Okay." Pleased by my lack of argument, he kissed me again.
"You give amazing head, by the way."
"You do too." I could only assume he'd had years of practice.
"Your pussy is so sweet that I can't get enough."
He sucked my bottom lip into his mouth.
"Tastes like watermelon."
I wrapped my arms around his neck and my legs around his waist. His cock was hard against me, even though he just came into my mouth less than 10 minutes ago. Our sexual relationship was scorching hot, and I'd felt myself get burned a few times. "Maybe we should forget about the 4 weeks." 2 weeks was long enough. I didn't think I would rush into something so serious, but I didn't think I would meet someone like Calloway. I wanted to give him everything, every piece of me. He growled against my mouth.
"As appetizing as that sounds, we have to wait."
"Even if I beg?" I ran my hands up his chest and over the grooves of his abs. He growled again.
"Don't test me, sweetheart."
He rolled off my body and lay beside me on his massive bed. The sheets were soft as rose petals, and the mattress was way more comfortable than the rock-hard bed in my apartment. If I fell asleep, I would never wake up. His house was so quiet. The traffic outside didn't permeate through his thick windows, and the blinding rays off the nearby streetlights didn't flood into the bedroom. It constantly smelled like him. Mint mixed with masculinity. It was beginning to become my favorite place in the world. He pulled me into his side and placed my leg around his waist, pulling us close together. His cock was still hard, but it always seemed that way. He placed one arm in the crook of my neck and the other around my waist. I stared into his handsome face and thought he was the most perfect man in the world. Without even realizing it, I knew I had started to fall for him. I wasn't sure when it started, perhaps the night at the charity gala, but I had been falling fast and for a long time. "You're perfect, you know that?"
"Me?"
The corner of his mouth rose in a smile. "Yes." I rested my hand against his chest. "You."
"How so?"
"For one, you're sexy as hell." He grinned from ear to ear.
"I really like this conversation. What else?"
"You're compassionate. You help people for a living, and that's the sexiest thing I've ever seen."
He didn't say anything to that, hardly acknowledging it.
"You're a really good kisser."
He smiled again.
"It takes two to tango, sweetheart, but thanks."
"When I asked you not to feel bad for me, you listened."
His smile disappeared instantly. "I've been looking for someone man enough for me my whole life. I didn't think there were any real men out there."
"I'm definitely man enough for you."
He gripped my hip, then slid his hand to my lower back. His fingers dug into my skin with authority, claiming my body as his to enjoy.
"I'll make every other man you've been with look pathetic."
My track record was pretty low, so that wouldn't be hard for him to accomplish. I had trust issues, so it was impossible for me to let anyone in. But Calloway was different, and I knew it. He carried the same kind of scars I did, even if he didn't show it. I knew he understood me, respected me, and would never hurt me.
"You already have."
He kissed the corner of my mouth and tightened his grip around my waist.
"Did you ever slap the man you originally meant to slap?"
"Taylor's ex?"
"Yeah."
"Actually, no. After I made an idiot out of myself with you, I kinda forgot about it. She did too."
"He cheated on her."
"He was married with two kids and never told her. Despicable." He nodded in agreement.
"If you can't be faithful, don't be in a relationship. It's that simple."
He eyed my lips like he wanted to kiss me again.
"I'm sorry for your friend."
She bounced back. "I just feel bad for his wife. She's married to an asshole and she doesn't even know it."
"Taylor never told her?"
"No." She didn't want to break up a family and have that guilt on her shoulders for the rest of her life.
"Hopefully that was a one-time thing,"
he said,
"and maybe now he appreciates his family."
I highly doubted it. "But I'm glad I slapped you instead of him. We wouldn't be here now if I hadn't."
"That makes two of us."
His hand moved up my spine until it dug into my hair at the back of my neck. He fisted it like always, grabbing the strands like reins.
"And you can slap me again whenever you want."
I chuckled. "Maybe if you're bad." His eyes darkened in intensity.
"I'll be bad if you slap me."
My chuckles died away as the confusion took over. I thought he was kidding about the slaps, but now I couldn't tell. "What?" He kissed me slowly on the mouth and changed the subject, making me focus on the way his soft lips felt against mine. He gave me some of his tongue, his breaths coming out hot and fiery. He suddenly pulled away and settled next to me again like nothing happened.
"You asked me if there was a reason why I help people. You asked if I suffered something myself."
I remembered that conversation. When he told me his childhood was normal and he didn't suffer, I wasn't sure if I believed him. He seemed so dark at the time. "I remember."
"Well, there is a reason. I just don't like to talk about it."
"You don't have to talk about it now if you don't want to." He never pressured me to open up about my past. He only took what I gave and appreciated it. I didn't want to push him when he didn't want to be pushed. He ignored my last statement.
"My dad was a substance abuser, mainly coke and alcohol. When he took too much, he became a different person. He did things to my brother and I that we'll never forget, and he did things to other people, people who didn't deserve it. I was grateful when my mother passed away, so she didn't have to know about the shit that happened."
My chest ached in response, feeling the exact same kind of pain he felt. Whatever he felt, I felt it twice as hard. I'd suffered a lot in my young lifetime, but knowing someone else went through it didn't make me feel better. In fact, it made me feel worse. "I'm so sorry."
"It's okay. It was a long time ago."
It doesn't matter how long ago it was, I whispered. You never forget.
His fingers gently glided through my hair and down the back of my neck.
No, but it gets easier.
It was the first time he told me something private about himself, and I was grateful he shared it. Thanks for telling me.
You can trust me, and I can trust you.
Yeah, it seems so. He kissed my neck before he sat up and eyed the time on the clock.
It's getting late.
It was his somewhat polite way of excusing me. My neck practically snapped at the whiplash I just received. One moment he was sweet and open, sharing a secret he never told anyone else, and the next he was kicking me out of his bed again. What was his deal?
I have to work in the morning, and I know you do too.
He pulled the covers back and sat up.
Come on, I'll take you home.
Seriously?
Seriously what?
He turned his body and looked at me, his chiseled physique unable to save him this time. Don't couples sleep together?
Yeah, but what does that have to do with this?
Why don't you want me to sleep over? I sat up and pulled the sheets over my chest, hiding my nakedness now that the sweet and tender moment was over.
It's not that I don't want you to sleep over. It has nothing to do with you.
Then why are you kicking me out?
I'm not kicking you out, he argued. It's just getting late and we should get some rest.
And we can't do that here? This guy was perfect in every way except for this. It seemed like he was hiding something. But what? Are you seeing someone else? I said the words, but couldn't force myself to believe them. I said them because I was mad more than anything. Now his eyes turned hostile. He glared at me like I'd just crossed a line drawn in the center of the bed.
Don't insult me like that ever again.
I'm just asking,
then don't ask. I told you I'm yours and you're mine. Don't doubt me like that ever again.
Then explain to me.
I don't owe you an explanation. I don't owe you a goddamn thing.
He got out of bed, his body thick and threatening.
All I asked was to take you home, and you turned it into something else. Maybe I'm not ready to sleep with you yet. You won't fuck me, and I respected that, so you need to respect this.
He grabbed my clothes and threw them at me.
Get your ass dressed and let's go.
My jaw dropped to the floor because I was shocked by what he said. With a snap of a finger, his anger exploded and he told me off like I did something terrible to him. Just a second ago, my heart was aching for him. Now, I just wanted to slap him upside the head. Don't talk to me like that. He pulled his shirt over his head and got his jeans on.
I'll say whatever I damn well please. Get over it.
Now my anger reached an all-time high. He turned into a different person right before my eyes, and I didn't like it one bit. My rage took control over my body, and I marched to him, then slapped him hard across the face. I put my entire body into it and hit him as hard as I could, making my palm slap audibly against his hard cheek. He turned with the hit, his face snapping to the right as the momentum of my palm collided with his skin. The rest of his body remained stationary, his wide and powerful shoulders not shifting a single inch. His chest rose and fell with heavy breaths, his body tense to the breaking point. He slowly turned his gaze back to me, his blue eyes suddenly looking gray. His heavy breathing continued and his powerful chest rose with every breath. His nostrils flared as he looked down at me, and like a rhino free from his cage, he was about to charge. I held my ground and dared him to make a move. He suddenly reached for me, grabbing me by the neck and pulling me into him. I threw my elbow down and severed the touch before I slapped him again. His eyes widened and his body tensed even further.
Fuck.
I didn't know what was happening between us, but
but I couldn't tell if it was good or bad. I should have felt threatened, even in danger, but I didn't. Scorching heat flowed between us, and I felt it burn me all the way through. Inexplicably, I wanted to slap him again and again. He snatched me again, this time getting both of my wrists behind my back before he threw me onto the bed. He pinned me down with his size and kept me pressed into the mattress without any hope for escape. He squeezed my wrists so hard they started to ache.
"Slap me again and see what happens."
He pressed his cock into my thigh, the definition obvious through his jeans. He was harder than ever before, solid like steel.
"Slap me if you want to get fucked so hard you can't walk. Slap me if you want to get fucked in your mouth, your pussy, and your ass. Do it."
My nipples hardened so much they actually hurt. They were sore as they rubbed against the padding inside my bra. They ached like someone just sucked them raw. My thighs tightened together as a pool of moisture flooded between my legs. Instead of being scared and appalled, I was insanely aroused. He continued to stare into my eyes with the same threatening expression, promising to make good on his word if I didn't take him seriously. He finally released my wrists and stepped away, his shoulder still broad with imminent threat. I didn't say another word. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what just happened between us. It was borderline violent and inexcusable, but at the same time, I never felt so alive. The blood in my veins sang because it felt so wrong, it felt right. "I'll take a cab." I just wanted to get away from him as quickly as possible. Despite how aroused I was, I needed to run. I needed to think about what just happened here and make some sense of it.
"No, I'm taking you home."
The quiet threat in his voice told me not to disobey him. If I did, there would be serious consequences. And I believed him.
Chapter 13. Calloway. I stormed into the office and grabbed the nearest table before I picked it up and smashed it into the ground. Two of the legs popped off and the wood cracked right down the center. Motherfucker! The lamp fell on the ground but didn't break, so I grabbed it and threw it against the wall. Like glass, it shattered. Jackson closed my office door and stared at me in shock, his lips pressed tightly together, like he was preventing himself from saying something that would set me off. He locked the door from the inside and continued to watch me, his eyes following my movement. "Bad day, huh?" "Fuck off, Jackson, I'm not in the mood." I walked around my desk and dropped into the large leather chair. Not a single picture frame was on my desk because I didn't have anyone waiting for me at home. Not even a dog. I rested my elbow on the desk, then rubbed my temple, trying to rid my head of the migraine that appeared from nowhere 30 minutes ago. Blood pounded in my head and ignited my temper even more. I could have killed someone with my bare hands. Jackson slowly trailed farther into my office, his hands in his pockets. "I'm guessing this has something to do with that vanilla girl?" "Vanilla girl. How ingenious." He lowered himself into the chair facing my desk. "What happened?" "Stop asking me shit like we're friends." "We aren't friends. We're brothers. So talk to me." I didn't tell anyone anything. I'd been that way my entire life. The more someone knew about you, the easier it was for them to tear you down. But Jackson was right. He was my last family member in the world, and I shouldn't take him for granted. One day I could lose my mind just the way my mother did, and my life would have absolutely no meaning, because I wouldn't remember it. I fucked it up.
What happened?
We were lying in bed and everything was fine. Then I told her I would take her home. Jackson remained quiet because he knew there was more to the story. She wanted to stay and I said no.
Why did you say no?
I don't do sleepovers, Never have, and never will. Isabella understood this because she was my submissive. I told her it was a hard limit for me, and she never broke it. She listened to my word like it was rule of law. Why couldn't Rome do the same? You told her that? No. I didn't really give her an explanation. I lost my temper and said a lot of stupid shit. Then she slapped me, and that fucked things up even more. She slapped you? He grinned. She's got balls. And she absolutely does. She slapped me a few more times, and I almost raped her on my bed. Somehow, I found the strength not to. Immediately, I switched into my dominant side. I told her to obey me, or I would make her obey me. I completely lost control, and I'm pretty sure I lost her, too. She wasn't ready to see that side of me. I didn't ease her into it, or even explain what kind of man I was. She just saw the beast come out without any warning. Shit. Yeah. I kept rubbing my temple, wishing the night was just a nightmare. Again, why didn't you just let her sleep there? How am I supposed to come down here when she's sleeping in my bed? She'll know I go somewhere at night and I'll have to explain ruin, and she won't understand right now. We aren't there yet. Honestly, I don't think you're ever going to get there. My blood went cold. What's that supposed to mean? Open your eyes, man. She's never going to be a sub. She's vanilla, and we both know it. Do you really want to hide who you are? Why do we run this place? It's so we can be ourselves with people just like us. With this chick, you're going to have to be someone you aren't. Is that what you really want? It didn't take me long to find my answer. No. Then cut her loose and go back to Isabella. She'll take you back in a heartbeat. That's where I met my obstacle. But I don't want to go back to Isabella. I want Rome. I couldn't deny it because the feeling was deep in my gut. Despite her plainness, I craved her. I wanted to drag her into the dark with me, becoming swallowed in the shadows until we were one with the darkness. I didn't want to do it with anyone else, only Rome. Well, you can't have a vanilla girl. You tried and failed. I didn't fail. We just hit a rough patch. After what happened, she's not going to want anything to do with you, man. He shook his head, his hard jaw stern just like mine. He had the same predatory look that I had, the same look our father had. She's going to think you're a freak, a monster. Unfortunately, he was probably right about that.
Chapter 14. Rome.
Yo, what's up?
Christian walked inside my apartment and grabbed a beer from the fridge.
What's the big emergency?
He fell on the moth-eaten couch and put his feet on the coffee table. He turned his ear toward the door like he was listening for something.
It's awfully quiet around here. Did someone move out?
The guy across the hall did.
The one that plays music all night long?
Yeah. He nodded.
Good riddance.
I sat beside him with a glass of wine and the full bottle in hand. I don't know what to do about Calloway. It might not work out. Christian almost spit his beer as he swallowed.
Whoa, hold on.
He wiped his mouth on his collared shirt and set the beer on the coffee table.
What did you say?
We got into a fight last night and weird stuff happened. With both eyebrows arched, he stared me down.
You're going to need to be more specific than that.
Christian and I weren't related by blood, but it was still weird to talk about my love life with him. It was something neither one of us ever mentioned. We were in bed, and I felt awkward just saying that much. And I wanted to sleep over, but he wanted me to leave. His eyes narrowed as his gaze darkened.
He slept with you, then kicked you out? Now that's a dick move.
We didn't sleep together. We just... yeah. God, this was weird.
Oh, gotcha.
Christian would normally make a joke or two, but he kept his maturity unnaturally high.
Did he say why?
No, and then I got kind of mad and said some things I didn't mean, that he was going to go out and hook up with someone else. Then he yelled at me and told me to mind my own business, so I slapped him. I cringed at that last part.
Shit, that sounds like a real fight.
It got out of hand, to say the least.
Why are you thinking about stepping away? Couples fight all the time.
But don't you think it's weird he won't let me sleep over? It's the second time he's done that. Christian grabbed his beer from the table and took a drink.
Honestly, I'm on his side for this one.
What? Seriously?
You haven't been seeing each other long, and you haven't slept together. If the guy doesn't want you to sleep over, I think he's entitled to that. Frankly, if a woman said that to a man, no one would blink an eye over it. He would have to respect that and back off. This is a double standard.
My jaw dropped. It's so not a double standard.
Sorry, sis, it is.
But don't you think it's strange he won't tell me why? He shrugged.
Have you told him everything about you?
Most of it.
I don't know. I think everyone is entitled to a little privacy. If you guys had been dating 6 months, I would say otherwise. But right now, I think he's right, and I think you need to apologize to him for slapping him.
He was an ass to me.
Yeah, he probably was. But he never raised a hand to you, right?
I knew he had me.
Double standard again.
I covered my face with my hands because I knew he was right.
I don't think you should break up with him, but I think he's probably going to break up with you.
My heart fell into the pit of my stomach when the truth seared my blood. Christian was right, and I knew he was. The situation was bad all around, but I was the one who lost my temper first. We were lying together so peacefully when he suddenly pushed me away. Deep down inside, I knew that was the real reason I was upset. I simply didn't go about it in the right way.
At least I'll have a stud to pick up girls with. The guys from the office are too nerdy.
Christian! I wasn't in the mood for his jokes.
What? If you break up, I can't be friends with him anymore?
You can't pick up chicks with him.
Why?
He finished the rest of his beer and set the empty bottle on the table.
I won't bring it up to you or anything.
I rolled my eyes because he didn't get it. A knock sounded on the door. It was loud and slow, telling me a man was on the other side. Christian's eyes darted to the doorway.
Wonder who that could be.
Shit. Calloway stopped by on his way home, and he was going to kick me to the curb before he moved on with his life. The end was here, and now I couldn't swallow it. My body came alive for him in a way it never did for anyone else. Did I ruin the best thing that ever happened to me? Christian turned his gaze back to me.
Grow some balls and answer the door.
I would normally tell him off, but in this case, he was right. I took a deep breath before I turned the knob and opened the door. Calloway stood on the other side, wearing a dark blue suit with a black tie. Looking like a million bucks, he made the hallway look like a narrow tunnel. His dark hair was messy from running his fingers through it, and his intense eyes held their typical frozen gaze. His thoughts were unreadable, buried under layers of armor. I knew what was coming. Hi. He didn't reciprocate the greeting. All he did was make a slight nod of his head. Christian cleared his throat, then walked past me to get to the door. He awkwardly moved past Calloway and gave him a quick wave before disappearing into the hallway. Calloway kept his eyes on me like he hadn't noticed him. You want to come in? Calloway walked inside, bringing a shadow with him. He straightened his sleeves out of habit and stood in the middle of my tiny apartment. The place looked even smaller with him in it, like a cage too small for an enormous animal. He glanced around the apartment in a quick scan before he turned back to me. I shut the door and stood a few feet away from him, suddenly feeling anxious and nervous. His cheek wasn't red from my palm, but his exterior still held signs of obvious irritation. When he dropped me off last night, he didn't say goodbye to me. He waited for me to get inside my door before he walked away. He slid his hands inside his pockets and shifted his weight to one leg, looking like every woman's fantasy. I forgot how hot he was. Now getting dumped would be even worse. He still didn't say anything, like he expected me to speak first. I know why you're here, and I think we should just get through this as quickly and painlessly as possible.
Painlessly?
His eyebrows arched in a sexy way. No one else could pull that off.
There's no pleasure without pain.
What? I didn't understand his meaning, and it seemed like I was supposed to. He didn't elaborate. I wasn't getting anything more out of him, so I moved forward. I know you're here to break things off with me, and that's fine. I understand you're upset, and I think you have every right to walk away, but I want you to know that I'm sorry. I'm sorry for slapping you.
Don't ever apologize for that.
Aggression seeped from his throat unexpectedly, hitting me like a bolt of lightning. The look he flashed me was a little terrifying and a little sexy. But it was wrong of me, and I don't even know why I did it.
Because you liked it, and you knew I liked it.
He closed the gap between us, getting so close we could kiss.
I'm not here to break up with you. In fact, I'm here to beg you to stay with me.
You don't need to beg.
Then I'll just ask.
His hands moved to my hips where his fingers dug into my sides gently.
I'm sorry I snapped at you. I just have issues.
What kind of issues?
Anger issues.
He hid it so well up until that point.
Control issues.
I picked up on that one.
And I'm never going to change. It's who I am, and I'll dull it down whenever we're together. But sometimes I'll slip up. If you're okay with that, then I'd like to make this work.
In your defense, I feel like I provoked you.
No.
He brought me closer into his chest.
You asked me a question, and I didn't give you a good enough answer.
I was too hard on you.
I like it when you're hard on me. That's why I'm so obsessed with you.
He leaned into me and pressed his lips to mine, giving me a kiss so soft I thought his lips were made of rose petals. When he pulled away, I was a little lightheaded. All the anger I had from the night before disappeared. Now I just wanted him to stay with me forever. I wanted that kiss a million times over until the sun burned out.
So I'm sorry, and you're sorry.
He kissed the corner of my mouth.
Now we can move on.
Yeah. He cupped my cheek before he kissed me again, giving me a more forceful embrace. I melted under the touch, feeling my entire body get pulled under. I was drowning, but every moment I didn't have air was the best struggle I'd ever experienced. He guided me to my small bed in the corner and laid me down, his powerful body covering mine. His hands immediately yanked up my dress before he peeled his jacket off. He wrapped my leg around his waist before he crushed his mouth to mine, bruising my lips with the intensity of his kiss. Like nothing happened, I hooked my arms around his neck and deepened the kiss, falling under the spell he cast. He had a hold on me that couldn't be shaken, and it ran so deep in my veins that it hit bone. He possessed me and claimed me as his, and for the first time, I was perfectly fine being claimed by a man. After we had dinner at his place, I went to the sink and started to scrub the dirty dishes. A habit that I had never shaken, I liked to place all the dirty dishes in the dishwasher before I went to bed. Having a clean kitchen in the morning put my mind at ease, and with a kitchen as nice as his, it needed to be kept clean.
What are you doing?
He shut off the faucet and grabbed the plate from my hand.
Dishes? You've never done it before?
The corner of my lip rose in a smile because I liked being a smartass.
Many times.
He set the wet plate in the sink.
But you aren't doing the dishes. I'll take care of them later.
But you always take care of them.
Because you're my guest.
He grabbed both of my wrists and guided me against the kitchen island, making my back press against the counter. He kept his hold securely around my wrists, squeezing them slightly.
Do you understand me?
No, I'll never understand you. Sometimes I defied him just to get a rise out of him. His eyes gave me a smoldering look, and he was even sexier that way.
I guess I'll have to make you.
He lifted me up and set me on the kitchen island. He wrapped my legs around his waist and pressed his hard on right against me through his jeans.
In case it wasn't clear before, my cock is only hard for you, no one else. So don't ever accuse me otherwise again.
His hand fisted my hair, and he got a good grip on the back of my neck.
Do we understand each other now?
This time I obeyed him. Yes.
Good.
He slid his hand under my dress and down my panties in a nanosecond. Large fingers found my clitoris, and he rubbed me aggressively, trying to get me off right in the middle of his kitchen. He looked into my eyes with the same expression of steel and watched me writhe for him.
I love watching your face as you come.
My hands snaked to his biceps, my anchor, and I held on as he continued to rub me down below. It felt so amazing, like a fire burning white hot. It scorched every inch of my skin and burned me from the inside out. He pressed his lips to my ear and held his breath, waiting for just the right moment. I felt the burn between my legs grow until it reached the breaking point.
Now come.
I obeyed his command and felt my body disintegrate as the pleasure ripped me apart violently. Incoherent screams escaped from my throat, and I wasn't sure what I was saying or what I meant to say. With just his fingers, he turned me into a puddle at his feet. I can only imagine what his big, fat cock would do. He admired the spent look on my face, the corner of his mouth rising in a triumphant grin.
I hope you aren't too tired, because it's my turn next.
I'd never wanted a cock in my mouth so much in my life, but now it was all I wanted, to feel myself choke on his sighs until my eyes were wet with tears. I'm never too tired for that. We lay in his large bed, curled up under the sheets. The cold frost pressed against the windows and made us feel like we were in a winter wonderland. It just snowed the day before, and fresh powder was on the sidewalks. We didn't need central heating because I had this large man beside me. Big and powerful, his body kept me warm and protected from the cold. With him, I didn't need clothes or shelter. I just needed Calloway. Can I ask you something? I ran my hand up his chest into his shoulder, feeling all the grooves of individual muscles.
Yes.
When do you work out? He never mentioned going to the gym, but I knew he must work out. There was no way a man could look like that without serious commitment. If not, then he really was a god.
Early in the morning before work.
That would explain why he never mentioned it. I've been meaning to work out, but I've been saying that for years now and haven't actually done anything. I was too busy and too poor for a gym membership.
Good thing you never eat,
he teased. I eat, I argued. Otherwise, I would be dead.
But you certainly don't eat enough.
His hand slid over my flat stomach to my hip.
But I think your body is still sexy.
Really? I'm not a fan of my legs.
Why?
They're too skinny. They remind me of chicken legs.
Do some squats.
I'll pass. Getting hot and sweaty in a gym wasn't my thing. I would never have the commitment to put my mind to it. Besides, everyone would stare at me because they would know I didn't have a clue what I was doing.
I would rather squat on your face.
His eyes immediately darkened at that comment, turning darker than the underworld.
That sounds like a perfect workout.
I agree.
He pulled me closer, then pressed a few kisses to my earlobe. I loved the feel of his heavy breathing amplified in my canal. I could feel his sexual desperation along with his restraint, and when his tongue moved across the sensitive area, it gave me chills. I wanted to stay in his bed all night long, but I knew the outcome of the evening. Like every other night, I would have to leave. This time, I wouldn't ask any questions about it. He obviously didn't want to talk about it, and I wasn't going to press the conversation. I knew he wasn't sneaking around behind my back. He wasn't that kind of person, and I knew he wouldn't hurt me like that. He must have issues with space and nothing more.
Can I ask you something?
Don't ask if you can ask. Just ask.
His hand rested in the curve along my waist. Have you ever been in love? Maybe he had a serious relationship with someone and it didn't work out. He slept beside her every night until they had a nasty breakup and he couldn't sleep with anyone ever again. I wasn't trying to be nosy. I really just wanted to know more about the man I was falling for.
No.
His answer was cold and hard, as if there was no possibility he'd even been close to feeling that way for someone.
Oh.
Now that my theory was wrong, I didn't know what to think.
Have you had a serious relationship?
That answer must be no, too.
No.
Now I didn't know what to say.
I was with someone shortly before you came along, but we weren't in a relationship. We saw each other for a while, but there weren't feelings there, like what we have.
How long?
He hesitated before he answered.
A year.
My jaw almost dropped. You dated her for a year, but you were never serious?
Yeah, we were mostly monogamous fuck buddies.
There was no remorse on his face for what he was saying, and he didn't seem to care about my opinion about it.
Is that because you haven't found the right person yet?
Calloway was handsome, wealthy, and compassionate. He could have whoever he wanted, and it shouldn't be surprising that he was so emotionally unattached. He could do anything he wanted and get away with it.
Possibly. But honestly, I've never been looking for something serious. Marriage and stuff like that aren't really on my mind.
He watched my expression, seeing my eyes dart back and forth in stress.
I know that's not something you want to hear, but I don't want to lie to you.
So that means this has an expiration date?
He closed his mouth like he wasn't going to answer.
No, not necessarily. The idea of losing you terrifies me. I don't want to wake up in the morning without knowing you're mine. I know it's soon, and we haven't been dating long, but I feel differently with you.
All my anxiety disappeared when he said those words.
I feel differently with you, too.
My past has nothing to do with us, so I'd rather not compare us to it.
His hand tightened on my lower back, keeping me in place.
All I know is I want to be with you and just you.
My heart warned me I was getting into something dangerous. Calloway was a loose cannon and didn't have the kind of track record I looked for in a man. I would have rather known he used to be in a serious relationship and was looking for marriage and kids, but that wasn't the case. But I knew I couldn't walk away from him, not when I felt this strongly about him. My heart beat wildly in my chest any time he was near, and I grew weak in the knees every time he kissed me. I'd been searching my whole life for someone like him, a partner who helped the less fortunate. I'd been looking for a man who didn't give up when times grew rough. I'd been looking for a man who could give me that beautiful feeling of bliss whenever he kissed me. For all those reasons, I didn't want to walk away. I never wanted to walk away. Christian walked beside me in the park, sipping his coffee. We both just got off work and decided to meet up for an early dinner. Now we were walking off the calories we consumed because we stuffed our guts with too much Indian food. Fall in Central Park was beautiful because the leaves changed to red and gold. Winter was a blank sheet of white. The leaves on the trees were caked in the powder, and the pond was frozen over with ice that was inches thick. But in either case, the backdrop was still beautiful.
Dude, I hate work right now.
His long gray coat stopped at his knees and kept his large body warm.
It never ends. Just when I think I'm caught up, I walk in the next morning and it's a nightmare all over again.
Yeah, but you love it.
No. I need to find a sugar mama. You know, a hot little number that makes bank. I could stay home all day and play video games, and when she gets home, she could ride my dick and bring me a present.
I rolled my eyes. You would never do that.
Hell yeah, I would. If I met a doctor or lawyer or something.
You would get bored. He shook his head.
You don't know me very well. Besides, we'd have kids, so I'd take care of them.
And when they're at school all day? He shrugged.
I'll shop on Amazon.
That time I actually chuckled. He sipped his coffee and stuffed his free hand in his pocket to keep warm.
So how's it going with Mr. Dreamy?
Don't call him that.
What? He is.
Maybe he can be your sugar mama since you like him so much. He was about to reject the idea when he shrugged instead.
That wouldn't be the worst idea. We both like the Knicks, and he's pretty laid back.
I didn't know if he was kidding or not. Things are good. We made up, and everything has been smooth.
Wow. I'm surprised he didn't dump you.
That makes two of us. I slapped him 3 times, and deep down inside, I liked it. That made me a sick and twisted freak. I didn't have any inclination toward violence, but that somehow got me fired up.
Must really like you. I could tell the first time I met him. He doesn't acknowledge anyone else in the room but you. Not sure why. I mean, it's not like you're a supermodel or anything.
Thanks?
Whatever you have, he's into it. Looks like you're doing something right.
The last conversation we had was about his lack of commitment. He wasn't looking for marriage and kids. He had never thought about it before, and even now it wasn't on his mind. I wasn't sure if I should be worried about it. I didn't need to get married right away, but I also didn't want to waste my time. I want to ask you something, and I need you to be serious.
Me?
He chuckled,
like that's possible.
Christian! I used my stern voice so he knew to straighten out.
All right.
He sipped his coffee.
Lay it on me.
I adjusted my red scarf around my throat to keep the cold from touching my skin. My breath escaped as vapor, and I felt bad for all the homeless on the street. There were shelters, but they were overflowing and unsanitary. We were talking last night, and he basically told me he's never been in a serious relationship and isn't looking for a serious relationship. He doesn't think about marriage and kids, and the last relationship he had wasn't really a relationship, but a fuck buddy situation. Christian kept walking, his wide shoulders looking powerful in his coat. The hair on his face had come in because he hadn't shaved for days, but it probably protected his skin from the kiss of winter.
And?
Do you think I should be concerned about that? He considered my question before he shook his head.
Not really.
I raised an eyebrow because it wasn't the response I was expecting.
Let me give you the scoop on Mensis. You know, since you don't have any friends, I have to teach you everything.
I didn't even bother rolling my eyes.
No man is looking for a relationship at any given point in time. If you do meet a guy who says that, then there's obviously something wrong with him.
How?
That means they're eager to settle down because they're afraid to be alone, or they're on the rebound because they were in a great relationship until the chick dumped them. Now they can't function without a partner. Just trust me on this. He was making a big generalization. For the average guy who says he's not